Office of Personnel Management Director John Barry says job descriptions used to be really long before President Barack Obama launched his reform.
I showed the president one that was 72 pages. He looked at it, he says, John, my position description isn't 72 pages. He was, you know, we just got to fix this.
Barry says the federal hiring process is inching closer to that of the Fortune 500. Most job descriptions are now 5 pages or less and easier to read. Sometimes they require little more than a resume. No small feat. Barry says some agencies are still wedded to the time-consuming essays meant to test candidates' knowledge, skills, and abilities.
Only in the federal government would there be lobbyists hired to protect KSAs. But, you know, they have been defeated and routed, and we are now moved into the world of the resume.
Despite the gains, outside experts at a Brookings Institution event warn that the hiring process still scares away applicants, even in this economy. Elaine Kmark, a former Clinton appointee who lectures at the Harvard Kennedy School, says the process goes something like this.
The first thing that happens is you fill out a form that is absolutely interminable. Unbelievable. The second thing that happens is you read a job description that is absolutely incomprehensible. You bring it to your professors. Your professors to say, that's incomprehensible. Nobody knows what the job is. Third thing that happens is you manage to get through all those hurdles, you send it all in, and then you hear nothing.
Those are exactly the pitfalls that the initiative has focused on. But in the government's decentralized system, OPM can only encourage agencies to change.
Director Barry himself has said on a number of occasions that it might better be called the Office of Personnel Recommendations.
That's panel moderator Alan Balutis, a fellow at the National Academy of Public Administration.
You don't have a lot in the way of sticks and enforcement mechanisms and the like.
Balutis was speaking to OPM Senior Policy Counsel Rob Shriver, who responded,
you really can't regulate best practices. So what we rely on there is that there's a thirst for this kind of information out in the federal government, that the HR offices really want to do good work. They want to know what they could be doing to make things better.
Other panelists at Brookings had plenty of ideas. Agencies should rethink the tools they need to assess candidates, be more like the nonprofit Teach for America, for example.
The assessment for Teach for America changes almost on a test-by-test basis multiple times a year. And you're talking about crushing application volume, just 100,000 applicants. But they're nevertheless able to assess people on competencies that are tied back to actual classroom improvements.
That's a suggestion from Dave Uagio, who is Special Assistant to the Director of Human Resources at NIH. He says government recruiting has a people problem.
It's not just that our systems don't possess that capability, it's they were never designed with that intention. So prior to sort of tweaking the systems, I think we really need to reframe the paradigm on how we assess high potential talent to begin with.
And after that, agencies should continue to evaluate new hires throughout the probationary period. Otherwise, asks Max Steyer, CEO of the Partnership for Public Service, how do you know you're making the best choice?
It's all well and good and important to get hiring times down, but if you hire poorly, at the end of the day, it doesn't much matter if you hire quickly or slowly, you still got the wrong person.
While there were lots of suggestions about what agencies could do to improve the process, there was one thing the speaker said agencies should not do: seek help from Congress. Former Clinton appointee Kmark says lawmakers would just use the opportunity to push their own political agendas.
One wing of Congress, the Republican Party, they care about getting rid of unions in the federal government. That's what they want to do. They want to do everything that they can to break unions. The other wing in Congress, the left wing of the Democratic Party, would like to get as many union perks and advantages added into the statutes as they possibly can. No one is interested in this stuff.
Some on Capitol Hill would beg to differ. Maryland Congressman John Sarbanes recently introduced a bill to codify Obama's hiring reform initiative.
I find this kind of undertaking, this sort of legislative initiative, quite exciting. I mean, you can look at it in one sense and say, well, you know, how intriguing is it to go back in and change hiring processes in the federal government. But if you do it well, what you're talking about is making the federal government competitive in terms of recruiting the best and the brightest that are out there.
Sarbanes says putting the reforms into law would mean there's no turning back, even if the White House changes hands next year. In Washington, Emily Kopp, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.